This is Here and Now. President Biden is unveiling plans to boost critical supply chains that have crumbled during the pandemic. The administration wants to address shortages of things like large-capacity lithium batteries, rare earth minerals, and semiconductor chips. And the president wants more of them produced in the United States. Let's bring in Robin Farzad. He is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, welcome back.
Thank you, Peter.
So we're familiar with pandemic shortages like the toilet paper and hand sanitizer problem. A lot of that has been cleared up. But what's not working right now with our supply of semiconductors and big lithium batteries?
Yeah, parallel to this is an official realization that cars, for example, are becoming increasingly like computers. If you look at a Tesla, it's less about the many moving parts of the Rust Belt supply chain, like spark plugs, you know, oil caps, and more about semiconductors and critical battery technologies. And the inputs that go into these ever longer range battery packs are essential. So you're talking about rare earths, other raw materials that the United States is just not self-sufficient in producing. And that also bleeds into the defense sector. In China, by comparison, defense and technology, they're inextricably wound together. So the U.S. has its work cut out for it.
We've been covering the global shortage of semiconductor chips. It's been tough on car factories across the country. Much of the production has been shifted overseas. So how does the White House want to bring it back to the U.S.?
Well, with a good mix of America first rhetoric and some executive action, there is, of course, a new supply chain task force with cabinet members concentrating on sectors and backed by the power of the Defense Production Act. There's the Energy Department that can extend loans for U.S.-centric battery manufacturing. There's some new financing by the United States Export-Import Bank. And, of course, this dovetails with many of the bullets being proposed in the White House's massive infrastructure bill.
But over the course of the past 30 years, we've been diving headfirst into globalization. And after, you know, these supply chains have been built all across the world, is it possible to undo them?
Very open question. This is actually a 40-plus year story. If you study China's aggressive central planning in defense electronics collaboration and manufacturing, I mean, going to the time of Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford, Taiwan has a national champion semiconductor maker. You're unlikely to wrest back much market share in just a few years through one or two presidential administrations. Much of the supply chains are abroad already.
And the Biden administration is also trying to crack down on unfair trade practices. This conversation that we're having is sort of reminding me of conversations that we had during the Trump administration and Donald Trump's America First policy. What are you seeing there between these two presidents? Any similarities, any differences?
Well, tonally, Peter, it's less confrontational. It's less about shock and awe announcements, you know, Sunday nights, Monday mornings about tariffs, retaliation, brinksmanship. That said, like Trump, Biden is saying he will use national security tools like Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act to target specific goods from China. And also, there is a good deal of bipartisanship in the Senate in terms of getting tough on China. So you can parlay a couple of things at a time when American voters are thinking about scarcity, are thinking about national security. They have the raw PTSD of supply shortages fresh in their memory.
Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks for taking a look at this with us.
My pleasure.